we all had our discussions with the gaffer at the end of the season. I was offered a new deal to stay, but myself and my advisors decided it was the right time to assess my options elsewhere. So yeah, and it was only fair that the club could move on as well. And sadly, it's time for me to move on as well.
So why did you feel this was the time then, and the better option was for you to look elsewhere?
There's a numerous amount of factors that go with it, but yeah, I think I'm at a very good age now, and I want to progress my career as much as possible, and hopefully my next move will definitely be a progression, so I can continue trying to play at the highest level that I can possibly take my career to.
Does that suggest that you may be looking at Championship? Are the clubs in the second tier that have been offering you or maybe even mooting to you, there could be possibilities of you moving to a Championship club?
As yet, I can't say too much. It's still very early days. A lot of clubs are still yet to put out their release list and do their talks. So it's still very early days yet. I can't mute to anything. Obviously, all I can say is that I would like to be playing at as high levels that I can possibly play. Yeah, in terms of where it will be at the moment, I can't really offer you too much in that respect.
Would you hope it's in the UK, though? Are you still looking to stay in the UK?
Yeah, obviously, this is where I'm based. This is where I've been based for most of my life. But in football, you can't rule out anything. And going abroad could be an opportunity. So it's not something that I have ruled out at all. And if that sort of offer comes along, I'll have to look at it with a lot of interest.
How big a factor is making sure that you're still getting your international recognition a part of this as well?
Yeah, of course. I think that's been a big part of my career for the last couple of years. It's something that I never really thought would happen, and it kind of got chucked in at the deep end, and it's gone from strength to strength. So it's now become from something I never really considered that I'd be able to be involved with to becoming a big part of my career. So it's definitely something that going forward I have to take into account, and it's something that I will be looking to carry on progressing with along with my club career.
So you mentioned you sat down with Paul Dickov, you had the talks, as all of the players did as well. Was he disappointed that you were going to be moving on, that you weren't going to be staying at the Keep Moat and being part of his plans moving forward?
At the time, we weren't sure. The gaffer told me what his plans are, and I kind of muted him a little bit what my plans were. But in the weeks preceding, we've then had further talks, and it's resulted in this. So I've been with the gaffer for the last 5 years of my career. I really appreciate everything that he's done for me. He made me his captain at Oldham, which it was a job that I thoroughly enjoyed, and obviously brought me to Donny as well, which is a club that I've loved playing for the last couple of years. So I've got a lot to thank the manager for, and it'll be weird going to a club where he's not my manager, but it's something that I've looked at, and we've had some very good times together. So I've got a lot of admiration and respect for him.
How would you reflect on this season then at Doncaster? Before we look at the overall picture of your time with Doncaster, what about this season and how it panned out for the club?
I've got to say, and I'm sure others have said this as well, but a lot of disappointment, to be honest. The fact that we were in the playoffs with a couple of months to go, and we really stuttered from then on. We didn't start particularly well, but we had a decent run probably around the middle part of the season, and we really thought at that stage that we can definitely be make sure we get into the playoffs. But ultimately, 13th place or thereabouts where we finished, for us as players, we wanted a lot more, and we obviously didn't deliver in that respect. So yeah, it's I look back on it with a bit of disappointment, but hopefully the club can build on the young players coming through and the good players that they are retaining, and whoever comes in, and hopefully they can have a successful season next year.
Yeah, do you feel the future is bright for Doncaster then? They've made obviously a lot of changes now with players leaving the club. It's going to be a big summer ahead, isn't it?
Yeah, very much. I think what's been muted as well is, and what's going to be vitally important, which we haven't had for the last 2 years, is a very good pre-season. So I think that's going to be very important for the club to make sure they have a good pre-season. which will be the base for hopefully the club having a good season. But with the young lads coming through, there's some terrific young talent coming through, and there's no better place to go and play your football than at Donning with some of the experienced players, the likes of Richie Wellens, the likes of obviously James Coppinger, Paul Keegan, helping these young players along. Hopefully for the club, it'll be a good blend of the young boys coming through and the top experienced players that the club still retains.
And a reflection on your time as a whole then at the Keep Moat Stadium, I imagine. One highlight that day down at Griffin Park?
Yeah, that will live with me for a long time. Well, whenever we see it or speak about it, it's one of those goosebumps moments. So, I mean, you walk around the stadiums, you see pictures of it, and it was a special, special time. I'm very privileged to be involved in that kind of final 10 games where we got promoted, and some players win nothing throughout their career. So to have the opportunity to be involved in that, I count myself very lucky. So it's something that will live with me for a long, long time. And on the flip side, the away game at Leicester, which sent us down, will also live with me for all the wrong reasons. But it's all about learning and progressing. And hopefully over the last 2 years, I like to think that I've come a long way.
And what would be your parting message then to the Doncaster Rovers faithful? Lots of them on Twitter and social media today expressing their pleasure at watching you play over the last couple of seasons. What would your message be to them?
Yeah, I'd really like to thank them. They've been excellent with me from the moment I came in. Even today on Twitter, some of the messages have been overwhelming, in fact. I can't believe the response that I've had. So I'd like to thank them. It really has been a pleasure. I can only apologise that we haven't gone and tried to get straight back up again. But it's a club that I'll hold fondly in my heart, and I'll always look out for how they're getting on in the future.